This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. In a dedication ceremony this afternoon in Central Square, Cambridge, a new sign will mark a big life. The corner of Brookline and Green Street will be officially renamed Billy Ruane Square. If you made it a habit to catch bands in Boston area nightclubs in the 1980s and 90s, or even if you only did that now and again, then you mingled with Billy Ruane. He was omnipresent. Before his death in 2010 at the age of 52, Ruane was an icon, a super fan, a high-energy character with a capital C. You might call him the animating spirit of the local music scene. Brian Coleman has been a friend of Billy Ruane's, and he has been a big part of the campaign for today's recognition, and he joins me now. Hi, Brian.
How are you doing?
All right. So first, introduce us to Billy Ruane, especially for people unfamiliar with him. Who was this guy, and why did he matter so much to so many people?
Billy was so many, I don't know, it's hard to even kind of describe him, but I think the Tasmanian devil would be one way you could possibly describe him. He was someone who you couldn't ignore. I think that a lot of the rock scene especially, but jazz too, and a lot of when you go out to shows, unless it's a punk show or there's a pit and you're, you know, in it, people are very cool. You know, everyone wants to be like, oh, hey, what's up, you know, and be very cool about it. And that was not Billy. Billy was not there to be cool. He was not there to impress anyone necessarily. He was there to be a part of whatever, wherever he was a part of it. I can remember seeing shows that he came in and the band would actually then almost become background to what Billy was doing. They would be amused by him, and he just didn't really care what anyone thought. His spirit was absolutely infectious.
And essentially, he was just the biggest of all music fans, right?
He was. I really think he was a patron in the very classic sense in a lot of ways, in that he was very well known for, if he went into a show and he liked the band, he would buy out the entire merch table and he would just pass it out to everyone in the crowd. And so, like, then that obviously got him noticed in a lot of ways. Like, who is this guy? And he would kind of become this patron saint of a lot of groups. And if they were trying to scrape money together for a demo or needed money to, their van broke down and they were about to go on tour, Billy was that guy. He came from money, and he, to my knowledge, spent very little of it on himself.
Why did you feel that the right honor for Billy Ruane would be the city of Cambridge, you know, giving him a square?
Because Billy was everywhere. Like, he would go to 4, 5, 6 shows a night on a Tuesday night. He would be out. Like, whatever show was there, he was there on a scooter, cruising around, almost getting hit by cars everywhere and, you know, swerving everywhere. And I personally miss that. Just having something that's permanent and that has permanence, I think, is important. Central Square today would not be what it is if it was not for Billy Ruane. Billy wasn't a city councilor. He wasn't someone who was an elected official, but he might as well have been. And I think his spirit was something that just touched so many people.
You know, Brian, I hadn't been familiar with this band Varsity Drag, but I came across their song actually called Billy Ruane.
Billy Ruane, yes. It's perfect. It really sums things up very well, I think. It was nice to have the lyrics here written out. Better hang on tight. You know the dance is never ending. You want to see your friends tonight. That suit might need a cleaning, but it's all right. But the place just ain't the same without Billy Ruane. Because he always knows your name, that Billy Ruane.
Brian, thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Coleman played a big role in getting Cambridge to create this memorial to Billy Ruane. Today's events get underway outside the Middle East nightclub in Cambridge at 12:15. This is 90.9 WBUR.